It is Friday, July 19th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Anthony Crejeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Yeah, they know that.
Okay.
They're not worried about that. They just want to know what's going on.
What is going on?
You know the movie Night at the Museum?
With Ben Stiller.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
Well, I'm thinking that might be what they should have called the next art night out at Crystal Bridges.
It takes place Thursday night.
Because the idea is that four of the Angels and Tomboys paintings come to life.
Oh, fun.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
That does sound like fun.
And the performers, it gets even more fun.
Uh-huh.
Funner, as the kids would say.
They would say that.
The performers that are going to make the paintings come to life are from the Violetta Lotus Burlesque Troupe from Eureka Springs.
Oh, okay.
All right.
How could that not be fun?
I know.
Now, they're going to be less scantily clad than some of the photos that my boss wouldn't let me run in the paper. And they're going to, they say it's more about skills than skin. They're going to show off belly dancing and hula hooping and modern dance. The founder of the troupe, Melanie Pierce, is doing a painting called Making a Train. It's an 1867 oil on canvas by Seymour Guy. It's a young girl who's using a blanket to imagine perhaps her wedding dress. And so Melanie is going to be the one who steps out of that painting and dances in a Martha Graham style dance.
Okay. Oh, fun.
About making a train.
Okay. Yes, if I can help you and I went to a Martha Graham performance a few years ago, and I kind of think I have an idea of what that might look like.
Don't you think it sounds like wonderful fun? And that's just the beginning.
The fun bags are there, too.
The fun bags are there. There's three or four bands.
Don't Stop, Please is one of them, and you'll hear them in just a few minutes on Ozarks at Large.
That's
excellent.
Right.
And there will be a New Orleans-style rite of passage parade, sort of.
What does that mean?
Well, it started out as the New Orleans-style parade, and then it evolved. Eureka Springs trumpeter Jeff Gray is going to sound a clarion call from the top of the stairs outside on Walker Landing, and people will be across the way at Fun Bags and can come across sort of making the rite of passage from youth to the next thing. And in this case, the next thing is more music and more fun.
Right.
And they can toot their own horns because they'll get plastic music-making instruments.
Kazoos?
I don't know if they're kazoos or not.
Okay.
But it sounds like a great fun time. And if you want to make reservations, that's encouraged. It's 8 to 11:30 on Thursday. Tickets are $25, and it will sell out probably before it happens.
That's Thursday night at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
Now, another thing that might sell out this weekend, Thoroughly Modern Millie at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Is this the closing weekend?
This is the closing weekend, and the show has been going gangbusters. You'll enjoy it at 7:30 today and tomorrow, 3 o'clock Sunday, and tickets are $10 to $20.
Okay. Anything else?
And God love them. The people who love the third Thursday, fourth Friday, 17th Saturday under a full moon have started something new, and I'm going to tell you about it before I forget.
Now, this is at the Fayetteville Underground?
This is the Fayetteville Underground, and they are starting a new event called Last Saturday, which this month would be the 27th.
So next week.
If my math is correct, and it seldom is, they have artists Stephen Emery Houck, Priscilla Dawn White, Glitz, Glamour, and Dreams, and Evan the Raccoon, formerly Base Ninja Critter.
Yes.
Doors open at 7 o'clock on the 27th, and you can find out more at the Fayetteville Underground website.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.